Blog Talk Radio.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11 and Verse 26. Already. So I thank you all for tuning in once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street. As a matter of fact, let me do you all one better and just say that happy July 4th, Independence Day. A lot of people don't even celebrate that day because Frederick Douglass even said, hey, what is Independence Day to the American slave? Frederick Douglass, well-known and respected Republican, one of the reasons why I joined the party that I did. My thing right now is I welcome you all to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That is the abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you think and if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Don't blame them. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press 1. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. and Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is none other than Junior Al Porter 1. Facebook is Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. You can Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. That www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Facebook, Pete Weeks. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Oh, tomorrow, Voice of Radio, 8 p.m. Cleveland's Got Soul, the comeback with some of the heaviest hitting artists out there will be along with legendary manager Uncle Red. He's the same one who managed MC Chill during MC Chill's first album run, and he's still doing things. You can also check out and Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube, Miss Commentary, Cleveland. www.templabor.org. That's www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. TheLogTV.com and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. We are Cleveland, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. Twitter is AlPorterJR1. AlPorterJR1 on Twitter. And the Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Now, before I go to the phone lines, let me at least take the time to say July 4th. You know, I used to celebrate July 4th because that was Mama Porter's born date. So I want to thank all the people who was remembering Mama Porter and doing things special in her honor. I want to thank Cowboy Miss Monica, who at 15415 Kipling Avenue this coming Wednesday from 5 to maybe 7:30 will be playing music and have food and Mama Porter's honor. We'll talk, tell a few stories and start breaking things down and getting things together for our meeting at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. The Dialogue Center. I want to thank HJS Music. I want to thank DJ Dollar Rock, who had a very, very excellent July 4th weekend set at his house with Twiggy, Angela White Davis, the Boss Corps, Miss Commentary Cleveland, YouTube. Who do I want to thank? Those people who did things in Mama Porter's honor. I also want to thank Vanessa's Fashions, who remembered Mama Porter. I just want to thank people in general, because this was not the easiest thing to do, but it'll be okay. And I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, debuting, Al Porter Jr., Down with Cowboy, debuted today. You can find it on YouTube channel of GMS Hood Famous TV YouTube page. Number 9, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. He's released a couple of songs, including one today called Hip Hop. He released another one featuring, and it was called Cleveland 2022, and it featured Wealthy, Boog Knight, for the Mo Thug family, Mr. Powers. She's been busy. Number 8, debuting Facebook, The Raw Cleveland Rap Show, which will be this coming Friday at the Foundry, featuring Richie Carlisle. That's it, Richie Carlisle, HJS Music. Number 7, Facebook, The Black Talk Table last Saturday. Really good interview that they had with Latina Bombshell and Cash, Katie. Yeah, Cash Affiliate. Number 6, Facebook, Burner and Vigatron, album release listening party. So that was like number 6. Number 5, yesterday, the hip-hop minister, LaVita Murray, Black House Sounds, Suave Gotti Freestyle Clinic at the Manor House. Number 4, moving up, Facebook, the Cleveland Ultimate White Party was held yesterday. Number 3, debuting, the second women's rights rally outside Cuyahoga County Administration Building, Women's March. That's in the number 3 spot. Before I go and tell anybody anything, let me look at this here. Ooh, it's a good thing that they didn't give me who it was, or I would have blasted them for, of course, interrupting the radio program. Now, let's see, infamous shout-out. But anyway, number 3 spot, second women's rights rally outside Cuyahoga County Administration Building. And that is what is coming up. As a matter of fact, let me look and tell you all what that will entail. It's being held at 2079 East 9th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. Duration is 2 hours, starting at 4:45 p.m. Young people will lead the rally. The contact number is 216-659-0473. Women's March Cleveland will rally again in front of the Cuyahoga County Administration Building in downtown Cleveland at 4:45 p.m. That's July 5th at 2079 East 9th Street, a follow-up to the June 28th rally. This time, activists will speak before Cuyahoga County Council to seek support for women. We call on County Executive Armand Budish and County Council to speak out for women's rights and abortion access, coupled with the allocation of resources to support women's programs in Cuyahoga County. Women will also march following the rally. Also, is gun control relative to women, black women in particular, as well as the mothers who have lost children to gun violence. So that's going to be a big rally tomorrow. Number two, Facebook, Women's Rights Rally outside Cuyahoga County Administration Building by Women's March Cleveland, which was last Tuesday. And number one, moving up, all July 4th activities. And I went to some July activities, and it said it was in retrospect to July 4th. That's why it didn't end up on here. There were some activities that didn't mention July 4th weekend at all. That's how they escaped, like LaVita Murray having a birthday party at the Manor House, the hip-hop minister, LaVita Murray, the white ultimate white party, and a couple other things. So now that we've got all this good stuff out of the way, let me go to my first phone caller. I appreciate you for calling in because you didn't have to. And I want to thank you. I have a face full of barbecue sauce right now. I just do. All these ones. Who's on live with me? Who's on live? You're on live. How you doing? Hello? Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Now, I appreciate you calling to listen in to the program. My thing is this. I don't make the show. The creator allows me to do this show. It's the callers. It's the people working together, the networking. So I appreciate you for calling because it's something you didn't have to do. And I also like to hear from people. You all make me. I don't make you. Before I go to, okay, I have a couple of people on the phone line. And so what I'm going to do is go to the next caller. Now, if something happens, and that number has all those ones on it, if you say, hey, I really wanted to speak now, you can always press 1. And then you'll come in live and direct. I've got a couple of phone numbers. So I'm going to the 216-324 first. 216-324, how you doing out there? 216-324.
Hey, how you doing, brother? How you feeling today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. This is Rashawn F. Head, One Man's Opinion. Happy 4th of July to everybody.
Thank you so much. Oh, man, you got to talk to us because in my email, and I love to read, so that helps out a lot, I received a book from you. And
yes, you did.
It has so many links to different other subjects. You have to talk to me about why you did your book like that, man, and what's the title of the book?
Well, the title of the book is One Man's Opinion, The Rise of the Phoenix, The Illusions Revealed. I'm being blessed enough to be told that it is actually the first book of its kind, from the copyright people all the way down to lawyers. I did the book, whereas most books are done as books, hard copy books, and turned into e-books. I actually wrote this book as an e-book, and the reason why I wrote it as an e-book is so that we could go out there and get these different links. Basically, I tried to surmise as much of information as I could into the book for people to be able to have a wonderful understanding of our history, and it's wonderful that you allow me to have this opportunity on July 4th to speak about it, because as you said, what Frederick Douglass said, okay, and I think that one of the important things about this book, way back when I started talking about the book, you asked me, the number one question was, what was I doing the book for? And you said to give answers. And so that's actually what I set out to do because of my brother Alfred, to give answers to us. See, we have a lot of racial issues. And in doing this book, I came to understand something, that we know our history is messed up, but the same history that we go by is the history that the Caucasians go by. Okay? We need to understand that if no one has a true understanding of history, then how can we actually get along with each other?
Mm.
You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
They have a distorted history, which was actually, see, this here's a little known fact that's in the book. In 1913, Woodrow Wilson actually literally sat down and rewrote history. He wrote 10 volumes. Yes, he wrote 10 volumes of the United States history book and then implemented it. Recently, in 2020, he was actually the president of Princeton back in his day. Princeton basically denounced him as to saying that they could not have a patriarch of such magnitude with such racial prejudice, that even during his time, his racial prejudice was overboard. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
People don't understand and they don't realize that he resegregated the government. Before 1913, guys, guess what? The government was already desegregated. Okay? You had vice presidents that were black. Did y'all know that? Did you know that there were first wives that were black?
Mm-hmm.
There's a very interesting article. It's called people that we have assumed, prominent people that we have assumed were white. Now, I'm going to break this down for you if I have a little bit of time. Because of the things that Woodrow Wilson did, do you actually know that there are actual images of Caucasian people, prominent Caucasian people that were actually black? Now, here's where you find out something. You find out that back in the day, before Woodrow Wilson, the proper way of describing a dark-skinned person was by using the word swarthy. And that's why my book has a whole bunch. You saw all them definitions in there and all those links to definitions. Because in the Willie Lynch letters, one of the key things that's put down as a formula is to destroy the language of the people. Our language is screwed. You understand what I'm saying? We got 8 synonyms for one word, which is why we're so confused, you know? So the word swarthy, when you go back to documents before the 1900s, especially biographies like Abraham Lincoln's second biography, now this is going to trip y'all out, and Alfred had already warned y'all, if y'all don't like what's being said, hey, don't trip. You understand what I'm saying? In the second biography by Abraham Lincoln, he describes himself as a swarthy, tall, curly-haired individual. He also, in this biography written by him, his second biography, lets it be
known
that he was a slave. He was a slave, y'all. Okay? He was a slave. Now, we got to go back. Remember, I've always talked about the concept of time. When he showed up in South Carolina for his inaugural party, he got out and stood before 30,000 people. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but you have to understand the times back then, they didn't have internet. They couldn't just call in and push a button, okay? So 30,000 people gathering was a huge, huge thing. You understand what I'm saying? 5 months after they saw Abraham Lincoln, South Carolina withdrew from the Union. Shortly, 3 months after that, pretty much all the southern states withdrew. So we're led to believe that it was because of slavery. Well, one of the reasons why is because I hate to break y'all bubble, but our true first president was Abraham Lincoln. That was the true first African-American president. Now, these things you can find out for yourselves, and I want you to. You need to. Because right now, if everybody could close their eyes for a second and think of the most putrid pile of something that you have ever seen in your life, television, in real life, whatever. Are you frowning? Can you see that disgusting pile? That's what's on top of your brains. That's what we have got to get through to get back to the brain and to get back to our originality of understanding unity. They do not want us to be unified. We are 99% whole people with the 1% that are in power, the 1% that are telling us how we are supposed to live our lives and making us be slaves, both Caucasian and Africans and all other nationalities are slaves to the 1% in control. Sign in on me, baby. Talk to me.
Thank you so much for that. But you got to tell us how we can get the book, because your book has links to all kinds of information. Tell us how we can get the book.
All right, if y'all ready, this is what y'all can do. You send an email to D, as in David, EVLYN 711 at gmail.com. And for a limited time, the first 25 people that send in an inquiry about the book, which is $50, but 708 pages of history, my life as a biography, and all kinds of other things. If you put in the letter that you are requesting The Rise of the Phoenix, and you put my brother's initials, okay, APJR with a pound sign, I will also send you for free my very first book, which is a collection of short stories and poetry.
Will you repeat what you just said? So, because some people might have been half asleep, and they might say, wait a minute, I want this book. What does it take for them to get this book, the first few? What? Please.
Okay, the first few people. First of all, you send an email inquiring about the book and that you want to purchase it to Devlyn711. That's DEVLYN711 at gmail.com. In the subject matter, put The Rise of the Phoenix and my brother's initials, APJR Pound. And for the first 25 people, I will also send you my first book, which is a collection of short stories and poems for the first 25. And so that you know that we're not conning, when the first 25 people get hit, anybody that comes after that, you will get a list of the names of the people that did get the book.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate the time that it took in researching and getting the book together, to get that book together. I thank you.
You're more than welcome, baby. And also there is a special shout-out of links in the back of the book for Alfred Porter. There is a link for Mama Porter. Happy birthday, Mama Porter. And there is also the link of understanding some of the information of Dr. Art McCoy, who has his show on Sundays.
Man, thank you. Please, may you and your family have a blessed, very blessed a remainder of this holiday weekend, upcoming week, and months ahead. May you continue to be progressive.
And may you, brother, keep putting up the good fight for all of us, because that's what you do every single day. And y'all got to understand that the love that this man gives to the community is overwhelming. Bless you all. Assalamu alaikum. Namaste.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much. And for me, I'm enjoying the conversation so much, that I'm going to 216-270-216-270. 270. How you doing out there?
How you doing? How you doing?
Excellent.
I'm doing very well. Yes, I'm doing very well out here on this 4th of July with my family and everything else. So I would like to invite everybody out to the for the re-anniversary. Yes, I would like to present to you I would like to present to you and some others the 20th annual Gospel Spoken 2022. They have been rescheduled. It will be at Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 15415 Kiffin Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110 on Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Doors open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30. The program starts at 4 to 8:30 p.m. And we have Al Porter Jr. on this show. We have Miss Paul's Point. And we have Reverend Pamela Pinky Butts. And we have Major Taps and so many, many more groups and soloists that will be out here and everything else. And we have, it's a free will offering. And the kitchen will be open to sell dinners to the public. And our theme was walking in the Holy Spirit with Jesus Christ. And we have a presentation going on and everything else. And if you want to be in this show or you want to be a vendor in this great show, you can by calling Dantes Tanner at 216-270-2019. And this is going to be a big show at the Dialogue Center, on Kipling. And this is going to be the biggest show in town. Don't forget all that's going on. And I would like to say hi and say happy birthday to Miss, yes, Mama Porter. Mama Porter was a dynamic woman. She was somebody that you can look up to as a mother, as a mentor, and everything else. She was somebody that you can talk to and learn knowledge and everything else from. And she's missed right now. She's very, very missed right now. Yes. Yes. And who else shared a birthday on July 4th? Was my great grandmother. She used to live in Kentucky. Her birthday was on July 4th too.
Thank
and everything
you so
else.
Much.
And yes, yes. And come out to this show, and if you want to be in it, you can call me at 216-270-2019. Because this is going to be big. This is going to be big. We are making it big and wonderful. Because it was rescheduled. It was rescheduled for this day. It will
Thank
go back
you.
To the original. It will go back to the original date next year.
Okay.
Make it big. So come on out. Join us. We got great food. We got a great time. We're going to have a great atmosphere. And if you want to just be a part of this, you can. You can. And I hope Al Porter has a great day, a great time, and a great atmosphere. Because I got to listen to Divine Head's book. He actually gave me a copy of his book on CD, and it's very that book is very interesting. It's very interesting.
Gotcha.
So go to the link and pick up this book. This book is so good. It's so good and powerful that it can educate you and educate the kids and everybody else. So don't forget this program on August 28th. It's going to be a big show, and Mr. Cowboy will be there as the DJ. We'll have Ms. Swanson. Ms. Swanson will be our host, and Ronnie B. The Unforgiven will be there too. And we got all kinds of things. And we have a special presentation that's going on, and you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this because it's going to be so big on that day that you just ain't gonna just come on out and see what's going on in your city on this day. Because I know that the Crooked Loans Arena don't have nothing. I know that the Caramel House don't have nothing on this day. I know that the baseball field I called and they don't have nothing. So come on out to this event. This is the biggest event ever. We're going to have vendors outside while the show going on inside. We're going to have vendors outside. Yes, and call me because vendor booths are available now. And I want to sell them out. I got 20 vendor booths that I want to sell. And they're going to be at a reasonable price. A reasonable price.
Okay.
You call me and you can get them at a reasonable price. God bless you. And have a nice and prosperous day, and hope to see you out at this this thing, and Art McCoy will be out there too. So come on out.
Yeah.
Come on out. Come on out. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and hear all the tunes and everything else. But this is the biggest show in town on that day. God bless.
All right. God bless. Man, y'all heard it. That's the biggest show on that day. As a matter of fact, it's always a luck of the draw because I'm always like, maybe I should take off because nobody else is going to call in. And then people call in, like this number right here, 216-412, 216-412. You're on live, 216-412. How you doing?
What's up? My big bro be going. Shout out to Dantes, man. What's up? It's Magic Tats, man. We in here. We online. Here, I want y'all to check this out real quick. Let's get into it right now. We got to get into this major bankroll for real. That's what everybody need to have their mindset into this major bankroll. We got to build this community. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the new age Black Wall Street. Everybody hearing me, feeling me? This is what I'm on. This is what Propriety ENT on. So we about to get right into it, though. Just a beat. No, I will definitely be performing this July 16th. So big ups to FX Food Drive that's happening on July 16th. Everybody come out. We'll get a cash voucher. You bring some canned goods out. We got to be there on time. 10 people that show up with the canned goods, you get a cash voucher. So let's get right into it. Any artists out here that need any beats and stuff, holler at me, 216-412-0922. Or you can also holler at me on my Gmail at cyberbmike@gmail.com. This is a track right now that I really just started working on. I'm getting into it. The song is going to call Money Bankroll. Let's get into this Money Bankroll. I'm definitely going to be performing this July 16th at the food drive, the FX food drive. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. You know, shout out to Hip Hop Workshop. You know, so unfortunately, we couldn't have one this month, though. You know what I'm saying? I know we got better things and stuff. Shout out to everybody. Love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just, you know what I'm saying? Put y'all helmet on and keep on progressing and you know what I'm saying, representing for the land, real talk, though. So, in the meantime, I want everybody to read. Come on out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have food. We're going to have grilled food out there. Like, I'm talking about, like, wings. We might have some steaks out there. We might have to charge for that, though. So we're going to have some decent food out there. The wings, we're going to have salad, you know what I mean? Best believe we're going to have Mama Taps lasagna out there, you know. And then we asking for artists to come out and perform. It's free for anybody to come out there and perform. And this is the thing right here is for all artists need to pay attention to this and stuff. And this is some of the stuff that I have experienced and stuff. I'm not bashing nobody that do this, though, at the same time, though, as a real artist and stuff. You know your craft. You know what you do. You know your value. Things of that nature and stuff. You shouldn't have to pay to perform for anybody out here and stuff. My point exactly, I paid to perform to open up for Mike Jones, and FX was with me, Propriety ENT was in the building and stuff. Facts, though, and I don't care who won't like it. Like, look, though, he put on a better performance than Mike Jones. He came here to Cleveland and stuff, you know, and this man getting paid, you know what I'm saying, way more than what we is. I'm not being no hater or nothing like that. You know, it's the same thing. It's the principle, though. My thing is, you know, reaching out, networking and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You feel like you want to title to something, you know? Okay, you want to title, so be it. But in the day, though, when somebody, you know what I'm saying, opening up for you and actually do a better performance than you did, facts, though, because my name is Michael. I get, like, one of my pet peeves. I don't like when people be like, who, Mike, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm me. I'm Major Taps. Fact, I'm Major Taps. Plus Michael Brown Jr., whatever the thing. But, like, somebody, like, look, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got, like, my whole point exactly, because I don't want to keep on going on into the story in detail. Like, I could get detailed with you, though, but like I said, we got to represent for ourselves here in the land and stuff. And these so-called promoters want you to pay for their performance, like, want you to pay to get on their stage and stuff. No, I'm like, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't making no money from it. I ain't with it. So, like, I just posted something on Facebook. I'm like, for real. Like, when it comes to my talent and my worth and stuff, everybody like, oh, Mike, man, you like even the tap dance and all that. Okay, you like it then. Okay. People, man, you about to tap? Okay. Oh, I might. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna pay me to do that? You know what I'm saying? I waste my time, my sweat, you know what I'm saying, my energy on there and stuff like that. But people just come over there and just rap, you know what I'm saying? Could they rap? It was like, I'm a brother that rap and I tap and I produce and I'm managing. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta pay me for my talents, pay me for what I work, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mad about it. I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
When it comes to my
love around
my hip hop workshop circle, that's different. It's all love there though. But anybody, you know what I'm saying? Don't come in with none of that nonsense though, because like Propriety ENT, we ain't being rolling with that no more. That's deady. You know what I'm saying? I was getting like facts. I was getting paid when I was 6 years old. Beethoven Fifth. You know what I'm saying? Up here on Warrensville in a row. So I know the work as far as with being paid to perform and things. I know the game and stuff. So everybody trying to come with that, oh, pay this to perform and all that, whoop the whoop and everything. Kick rocks, though. I'm already hip. Only reason why I probably did it, you know what I'm saying, really, yo, is to show love and promote, you know what I'm saying, get around network, though. But I see a lot of people, they ain't on their job, though. So it's time for, like, Propriety ENT, we get on ours, though. So, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, mess with us or kick rocks. I don't care. Love y'all. Peace, though. What's happening?
Thank you. That message was needed. Is needed because a lot of those pay-to-perform things, a lot are just scams. And I'm glad you said something. Thank you.
Really, man. All y'all artists out there, all y'all up and coming talent artists, pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all research on all this stuff. You know what I mean? Don't get swindled in, you know, a bunch of nonsense, though. Because people just, yeah, a lot of people are, they just about a bunch of scams and stuff. They show, they might advertise what they do with the whoop and everything, but let's see the benefits and let's see let's see how it benefits you. I'm just telling everybody to stay on alert. You know what I'm saying? So keep having if you really into this, have a passion for it, keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody stop you. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter, no age group, no age bracket and stuff. You know what I mean? You gotta have a passion for it though. That's fact. I made the tap and I'm saying C-Time, you know what I'm saying? We definitely own one. Facts though. I'm representing for the man. You know what I mean? Everything else comes secondary. I'm representing here though. That's one thing I don't know. People don't need to not, you know what I'm saying, forget about though. You know what I'm saying? You put that first. You know, you put God first, but at the same time, wherever
right.
Your family and everything. You know what I'm saying? You got to represent, especially me doing this music thing. That's where it comes from. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that raised you. I know Cleveland raised me. People definitely raised me. The answer in the outskirts. I had best of both words. Facts, so can't nobody say nothing about Major Taps, though. Major Taps solid. All right, love y'all. One. See y'all later.
One, indeed. As a matter of fact, this is what we gonna do. Major Taps just called in. I'm going to at least play something that he really, really loved. Give me just a few seconds. I said something about, hey, are there any rappers who do tributes to DJs? And this one came in from GMS Hood Famous TV. GMS Hood Famous TV. We'll be right back with this. Suave Gotti, the jail.
G McKinley told me to sing it like this.
Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the source of recruit. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. Suave Gotti, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman. Earl Holliman was dope. Earl Holliman would throw out a funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. Mo hoes, mo clout, up in the hoes house. Off Chagrin was a party spot, and all night it would body rock. All around the clock, to the dollar stop. Or someone living in Shaker called the cop. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With Mo Hicks and Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe.
Crack and Morris Black. Josephine asked who met Joe, who came along, added the young, then they had a son. A young DJ named Joe came creeping through the trenches. Back when DJs had tables and 12 inches, he was getting lots of money at the Coliseum, but he never copped a BM or shopped at the Galleria. He was sick to his vans and trucks as he ran amok. Boom Squad, yeah, they banned it up first. Cotton Club, all through the city though, and every Saturday it had it looking like a video. Kismet Square, it was a pimp affair. The free birthday party kept women in there. But
yeah, man, we gotta tell them about the babies though. We gotta tell them about the babies, yo. We had Rochelle, Joe, Javon, Miles, and Sherelle. He had Jaden and Jamia, and Ava and Javelia. Man, they made him a grandpa. Break out the champagne so I can toast to him. Do the damn thing. Internet, go post to him. We hate you had to leave so soon. Super shout out to my nigga Joe Boone.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe Boone.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
They call me Cleveland legendary Joe Boone. I started DJing, I was tight like 14 when I did my first party at a strip club. Put me in the game. Then I just started paying attention to everybody else and I figured it out.
Then you got some 1200s.
Then I got some 1200s.
And then you felt like God right there.
When I got the 1200, it was over.
Right.
I was coming at niggas next. I was looking at Johnny O like, what's up?
The J.O. dealing with Grand Wizard DJ Johnny O, who's now over Nerve DJs, as well as rest in peace, rest in heaven to DJ Joe Boom from the Boom Squad. Past Friday night, this is like just a 12-foot step ladder from my soapbox. Joe Paganakis, News 5, did an interview with Angela Y. Davis, Angela Davis of Cleveland, knew she had to take quick action after suffering a mental health crisis last month. But she wasn't going to wait months to get private behavioral health counseling. I had a situation at my job and I didn't sleep for 2 days, Davis said. I suffer from anxiety. I also suffer from PTSD and I have an anger issue. I normally cry or I'll start screaming or pounding something. So she reached out to Metro Health for help. So I got up and I actually went to the main campus of Metro Health, she said. I told them what was going on, and they put me in a little secluded area by myself. Angela's effort ultimately got her the behavioral health counseling she needed at the Centers for Families and Children Behavioral Health Urgent Care in Cleveland. She's urging anyone who is waiting for help, who needs immediate assistance, to take certain action and utilize a wide variety of free local services. You can call United Way's 211. And they can give you a list of numbers, Davis said. they definitely should take action, because the longer they let their mental issues go untreated, the longer it's going to take for them to get back to a place of normalcy. Scott Osecki, CEO of the Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services Board of Cuyahoga County, acknowledged some are dealing with wait times of 3 to 6 months for private counseling. Osecki said the Adams Board, which is for short, of Cuyahoga County is working to increase wages for local mental health care professionals to help deal with a worker shortage responsible for longer wait times. Osecki said, "We're seeing this happening in the medical and behavioral health field all across the board. Behavioral health careers haven't kept pace with other health careers in the salaries that they're receiving." Osecki told News 5, "If someone is waiting a long time for private counseling, they can call the 24-hour Cuyahoga County Crisis Hotline, operated by Frontline Services, 216-623-6888. That's 216-623-6888, 216-623-6888. The phone call would lead to a referral to the Cuyahoga County Division or Diversion Center, which is available 24 hours a day and includes an assessment, crisis stabilization, counseling, medication, and even detoxification services for up to 5 days. Additionally, he said, if someone needs greater care, the 24-hour St. Vincent Psychiatric Emergency Department can help and could lead to hospitalization. The Cuyahoga County Crisis Stabilization Unit and Crisis Response Team is also available for an at-home visit. Osecki also mentioned another option. If you want to talk through issues with people who have lived the experience, is the Cuyahoga County Warm Line, operated by Thrive Peer Recovery Services at 440-886-5950. That's 440-886-5950. That's 440-886-5950. A person can also crisis text if they don't feel comfortable talking on the phone by simply texting numeral 4, capital H-O-P, or just 4-H-O-P, to the 741741, 24 hours a day. Osecki said there are other measures someone can take, including making an appointment with their primary care physician while they're waiting for a mental health appointment, he added. Exercise is also not only good for physical health, it's also great for your mental health as well, Osecki said. So take a walk, get outside, get some fresh air, getting enough rest, eating nutritious meals, and connecting with people. So connect with your family, connect with your friends. The state of Ohio also operates the Ohio Care Line at 1-800-720-9616. That's 1-800-720-9616. Behavioral health professionals are available 24 hours a day. There's also the SAMHSA National Helpline at 1-800-662-4357. 1-800-662-4357. At 4357, touchtone dialing is H-E-L-P in parentheses. So that's 1-800-662-HELP or 1-800-662-4357. Meanwhile, Angela is hoping others will seek the help they need and reach out to make contact, especially if they're dealing with long wait times. People just have to get out of their pride and their feelings and say, "Hey, I'm having a mental crisis," Davis said. It's all about reaching out, being honest, being open. "Hey, I'm having an issue. I need you to talk to me. Talk me off this ledge." So there you go. It was a well-done story that needed to get out there. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. I'm going to have some fun. The name of this song, I like it a lot. I do. It's called G period, O period, D period. Just G-O-D, all capitals. And it's off of the Anti-Music Industry 7th album, 7 biblical completion number, although 9 is the highest number, numerical speaking, of course, before you go to 10, the highest singular digit. So some people use that as a complete number. But the seventh album, Anti-Music Industry, I'm going to play a track produced by HJS Music, one of those dance tracks we added on there just because we wanted people to be able to dance, break dance, get down. So why not throw in this particular track? We'll be right back in about 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop? Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D, took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black flea collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS Live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. 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 Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
You know, that's just a little fun song, just because. Looking at another thing that happened was recently a Cleveland stabbing victim shared safety concerns after Ohio drops the concealed carry knife restriction. I guess anything to put us in a place where we'll end up going to jail. This is just a little simple 14-foot-step ladder for my soapbox. As Cleveland leaders work to restore the city knife law, see, Mayosha Vales of Cleveland is a survivor of a vicious 2008 knife attack and shared her safety concerns after Ohio passed legislation blocking city restrictions on the size and type of knives that can be concealed carry. Vales told News 5 she's worried banning restrictions on knives, brass knuckles, cestas, billy clubs, blackjack sandbags, switchblade knives, spring blade knives, and more statewide could promote more street violence. She hopes the city of Cleveland will prevail in reestablishing its knife law limiting blade length to no more than 2.5 inches. It's just more reason for somebody to cause harm on another person, Vale said. I came in to try and break up a fight because I just got off work, so I really didn't know what was going on. I grabbed a knife, but I wasn't successful with that. I got stabbed over 15 times. Just imagine, you got knives that are bigger and bigger people are carrying around. The knife that was that big stabbed me. It wasn't the biggest knife. Just imagine if the knife was this big. And so if she had a bigger knife, ain't no telling what I would have looked like. Judy Martin, director of Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, told News 5 that 2,115 people and children under the age of 25 have lost their lives to street violence in Cuyahoga County since 1990. She agrees Ohio blocking city restrictions on knives could have definitely paved the way for more victims. So what are we going to do? Keep burying our sons and daughters? Keep burying our fathers and mothers? Martin said. How many children do we have to lose? Cleveland Councilman Michael Polensic told News 5 that he believes the legislation signed by Governor Mike DeWine on June the 14th blocking city laws on knife restrictions puts law enforcement and safety forces at greater risk. In this legislation, they can carry a sword. They can carry a sword, a concealed sword. I mean, is that insane? Polensic said. Can you understand why people don't want to be in law enforcement when you have to worry every time you get out of the car to interact with someone what kind of gun they're carrying, what kind of knife they are they going to have concealed? Cleveland Police Chief Wayne Drummond agreed Ohio blocking city knife restrictions will put police officers at higher risk. Folks now have the ability to carry guns without a license or training, and now people have the ability to carry all kinds of weapons, so to speak, dangerous items and so forth, Drummond said. I would hope that Columbus would think further before they make these types of changes to the laws that affect urban areas. But Dean Reich, executive director with the Buckeye Firearms Association and other proponents of Ohio law, believes removing knife restrictions doesn't pose an increased safety risk and better allows law-abiding citizens to conceal carry a knife for protection without increased risk of being unfairly charged with violating the law. This was a very uncontroversial bill. There were no opponents testifying against it. It's about clarifying the law so people aren't getting in trouble. That's what Reich said. The point of this is to make sure we don't have a couple thousand different cities or villages coming up with their own rules, because when we get down to the point where we're measuring how long the knife is or what kind of knife it is, how it was manufactured is confusing. So the answer is to not have a bunch of different laws and have just one consistent set of laws. There are always people who predict that something dire is going to happen after the law passes, and it never does. These laws are written carefully, and I think most people are responsible. All we're trying to do is make sure people can exercise their rights, understand the laws, and law-abiding people aren't going to get in trouble for violating a rule they don't understand if they're not committing a crime or doing anything wrong. Still, the Cleveland Director of Public Safety, Kerry Howard, is looking into what legal options the city may have to get knife restrictions back up and enforceable within the city limits. Our law department is looking at this. We need guidance from our law department to see what we can do and what our options are, Howard said. It's concerning when you have more weapons on the street. We don't need more weapons on the street. We've seen violent summers. This is not a responsible act. Keeping in mind our citizens, our safety forces, police officers, firefighters, and EMS professionals, we don't need more weapons on the street in any form. Meanwhile, Vails is hoping knife restrictions will be put back into effect and told News 5 that the 2008 knife attack that nearly claimed her life changed her perspective on things. After I was repeatedly stabbed, I was thinking about my kids, not being able to see my kids anymore, and not being able to walk, not being able to breathe, Vail said. With that law, you're just giving people permission to be able to attack people. And I can agree, because we've had all of these dang shootings come up time after time after time after time after time. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody who chose to chime in. I'm going to go out with a song. Every time I played it, I would always send it out to Danielle Woods, Day Made. Why make this any different? This is for you. Thank you from Eastside.
Life I chose, that I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all for you, I did it all for you, I do it all for you.
gotta have. Say I'm 100, but where you at? Yo, had a point like my life is over. Yo, late nights for them leftovers. Yo, for every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me. Yo, up on my dirt, up on my lonely. Cause most of you ain't real, y'all falling. Ain't real, y'all falling. I gave it all to yo, yo. I did it all for yo, yo. I do it all for yo, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all to yo. I did it all for yo. I do it all for yo. Yo. So this is when it comes to yo. Turn your back, I turn my back too. Yo. It's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame. Yo. But from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to yo. For yo, I do it all to yo, yo. But I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I gave it all to yo, I did it all for yo, I do it all for yo, yo.
Thank you all for tuning in. Stay safe, stay blessed. Peace.